Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, that's the sound of the Blue Angels. I got to tell you, this is a great time to be alive in America, with the exception of the political structure, which seems to be in a world of its own. Nevertheless, it's a great weekend out here in San Francisco. Yesterday was the Columbus Day Parade. Thank God the cranks weren't out. I guess they were sleeping off their juice attack from the night before. All I saw were proud Italians, proud San Franciscos of all, San Franciscans of all races and religions, celebrating Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. Yes, I know. I know he really didn't discover anything, because the peaceful Native Americans, the indigenous peoples who had been here for 20,000 years, were weaving baskets and trading with each other and loving each other. They were not really skinning each other alive and hanging each other from trees by fish hooks. No, that's all the myth of the white man. But nevertheless, it's a great weekend here in San Francisco, and I really enjoyed it. Columbus Day in North Beach is something to behold. It's like America should be and America used to be. It reminded me of the Feast of San Gennaro. Many of you don't know what that is, but if you watch the Godfather movie, you'll see the Feast of San Gennaro prominently played, I think, in Godfather 1 or 2. I don't know which one, with the Italian parade, with the statues. Well, we don't have the statues and the icons, but you see the Italian guys dressed up with the feathered hats from the era of the Columbus and the outfits and the pantaloons and the floats and the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. And I'm sitting outdoors in the Pinocchio restaurant, tables spilling into the streets. The wine is flowing. The calamari is flowing. It was unbelievable, beautiful, sunny, perfect. San Francisco, it's why I moved here, ding, ding. Now, I'll also talk about, if you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Savage calls for the arrest of the CDC head. Great interview with the editor of Breitbart over the weekend that you shouldn't miss. It's the top story on Breitbart. And I'm glad that we're friends again. It's been a long time in coming. But the fact is, there aren't too many of us left. And with the exception of those jealous in the business, there would be a lot more collaboration between Michael Savage and others. Michael Savage says Obama responsible for Ebola mystery virus blasts Michelle's food fascism. It's all up on the Breitbart site. But I want to go back for a moment. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to tell you what it was like being me yesterday. It was one of the big days of my life. I'm sort of reclusive, but I came out for Columbus Day, sat in Pinocchio restaurant. I don't go to the North Beach restaurant after Lorenzo passed away. It's just not the same place for me. So my friend Giovanni said, hey, Mike, you got to come over. I got some, not scungili, abalone for you that we caught. We went diving for. I didn't have abalone. I had calamari and too much wine, I got to admit. And frankly, it's a day like today, I wish I were a government worker, because I wouldn't be working. I'd be off. You see, if I were a government worker, I wouldn't be before the microphone. I'd be sleeping off a hangover. But nevertheless, because I'm not a government worker, I'm an independent contractor, I'm here before you on the microphone on Columbus Day, and I'm loving every minute of it. So as I say, that was San Francisco at its best. And then the Blue Angels came over at 3, and I went up to a friend's apartment on the 20th floor, 200 feet in the air. I got to ask someone in the audience who's a pilot, maybe. You have to be U.S. Navy or Air Force to answer this question. I want to So I see the F-16s fly by the window, right? You can almost reach out and touch them. And I've so admired these guys. If I could have been, I would have been. That's what I would have wanted to be if I could have been. Unfortunately, I don't have the skills of, let's say, an electrical engineer, a ballet dancer, a physicist, an electron. I don't know how they do it. It's like five geniuses in one inside an airplane. And, of course, we don't see them, because the heroes in America are those throwing rocks and stones and hatred. Nevertheless, as the F-16s fly by in formation, they go into a certain, when they go into a roll or a tight turn, I hear a sound that goes like this. Sorry to be like a child. It was like a sound, almost like an animal sound comes out of the plane. As you can almost hear the stresses inside the airframe of that plane. What is that? Is that turning down the afterburner or what? No, who's seen the Blue Angels? Raise your hands. Like, everybody in the audience has seen the Blue Angels somewhere, whether it's Pensacola, Dallas, San Francisco. Am I reaching you? Is anyone reading the Savage Nation? Columbus Day, Blue Angels, Ebola. Okay. The planes go into a tight turn, the Blue Angels, and they make a sound like, it's like a back sound. Okay, is there a pilot in the audience? Now, I'll get some guy to make believe he's a pilot and tell me something that's not true. But anyway, the phone number is 855-407-2282. If you'd like to talk about the transmission of Ebola, you can do that, because I'm going to talk about the transmission of Ebola. I'm going to talk about the fact that the government is completely out of control. I'm going to tell you some bookstore horror stories that you won't believe of people and what they've been told by managers of certain stores, some, not all stores. I am going to talk first on the Savage Nation, not about Columbus Day, because I've covered it. Because Columbus was a great man, a great, brave man who traveled an ocean. And almost 500 years ago, a man with an Italian name, Cristoforo Colombo. Cristoforo Colombo crossed a monstrously large ocean, which we don't, you know, nothing to us today. And he connected the old world of Europe to the new world of what was to become America. Now, I realize that the cranks say that the Europeans destroyed America, but I would remind you that as a student of Native American history, they didn't have it too good before the white men arrived. Yes, horrors were performed. Yes, abominations occurred. But the fact of the matter is, by and large, everyone's living much better than they did before. Unless you want to live in that world in a teepee somewhere and, let us say, hunt deer and skin your neighbor alive after raping his daughter, fine. Be my guest. I'm sure you can move to some of the countries in Central America and still live that life. But we don't really respect that here in America. But let me get down to facts. If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Dr. Michael Savage explained in an interview on Saturday that the U.S. has sunk to the level of the Soviet Union in the 1950s, where government-controlled science and a government-controlled press were a way of life. Quote, there are no more independent voices that we know are in medicine or science anymore, the conservative radio icon told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alexander Marlowe on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM Patriot. Marlowe introduced Savage as being on the front lines along with the Drudge Report and Breitbart in alerting the nation about the threat of Ebola at home. The radio broadcasting giant just finished his 30th book, which he promises will be his last nonfiction work, called Stop the Coming Civil War. Savage, not known for pulling his punches, came out swinging in the interview, stating that he holds Obama responsible for intensifying the enterovirus D68 epidemic in the U.S., with his, quote, unaccompanied minors from Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, where the virus is endemic, close quote. Now that American children are contracting D68, which Savage referred to as a mystery virus, quote, not a public health official in the entire nation will even ask the question, could it be related to Obama's unaccompanied children, he says. Savage holds a PhD from the University of California at Berkeley, who studied epidemiology as well as botany and nutrition. He's been studying epidemics for a long time, and he insists that the Obama administration has violated, quote, every rule of science, medicine, public health, and epidemiology, he said passionately. What Obama is doing is a crime against humanity. There is no other way around this. It is all lies. As far as Ebola is concerned, Savage says, if you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. It's part of the new Obamacare plan. Now, I'll pause right there, because Mr. Obama is not the only culprit. In fact, I wouldn't even blame him as the culprit. I would blame the head of the CDC and the NIH and all of the others who advised Mr. Obama. After all, Mr. Obama is a lawyer by training, not a scientist nor a doctor. So he relied upon these liars, and they misled him from the get-go. Now, why they would do so is pretty clear to me. Probably part of they thought that he would like to hear it. It goes along with the liberal protocols. They know better. They know very well the first rule of epidemiology is you don't permit people with a raging killer epidemic into a nation that doesn't have such an epidemic. You get this or not? All right, 855-407-282. Let me slow down. The topics are Columbus Day, sights and sounds, Pinocchio restaurant, food and wine. I didn't even describe the food or the wine. The Blue Angel whoosh. Does anyone in the audience know what the whoosh is? Please don't call if you fly a Piper Cub and you think you know. I'd like to hear from either someone who flies F-16s, flew F-16s, flew for the Blue Angels. What is the sound when the plane goes into a tight roll? Is it the roll where it goes, I can't do it. It's childish. But if I had a grandchild next to me, I'd say, now, grandson or granddaughter, here's how it sounds. Well, when I was a young man, they used to have a thing called airplanes here in America. until they were outlawed by the greenies. And those planes were really something to see. They performed tight turns at, God knows, 500 miles an hour, and the plane would go, And I'm sure my grandchild would love that. But I'm asking someone out there to tell me what that sound is. There's a guy on line two. No, or he's guessing. I will try him. Eric on line two. What's that sound? Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. Great to finally talk to you. A lot of the sound that comes from the jet is actually from the jet intakes. And then when it pulls a tight turn, you're getting a lot of angle attack increases. And then it just...
During the Blue Angels performance, they do their incredible aerobatics, right? And then all of a sudden, when he does it, is it when he's coming out of a tight turn, I hear a different sound come out of that plane. It almost sounds like an animal screaming. What is that sound?
Yeah, it's the air rushing through the intakes of the engines.
Oh, my God. It's so thrilling. It is so beautiful to listen to, Eric. What do you fly, business jets?
Yeah, I fly Falcon business jet out of Boca Raton Airport.
Oh, you fly in a Falcon 500, Falcon 50, or a Falcon 500? Which one?
A Falcon 900.
Oh, they're incredible planes. I'm familiar with the Challenger 300s, the Challenger 600 series, the Gulfstream series are unbelievable, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. The Falcon are pretty much top-notch, though.
Yeah, that's the one with the three engines, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is, yeah. Great airplane to fly.
Unbelievable. So you use it as a charter plane, and you get all sorts of individuals chartering it, I guess?
Yeah, we do. We use it to fly charter customers, and then we also fly the owner around.
You get any real sickos flying on a charter? You know, everyone thinks that when you go on a private jet, you're supposed to party. Most people who know better usually go to sleep and don't eat very much. But the inexperienced people who lease a private jet for the first time want to party and get drunk. Do you get your share of them?
That's right. I think a lot of those guys fly the smaller jets, but our customers, usually they're pretty well-behaved and have a great time, you know?
Yeah, basically, it's the bigger jets are better because you can sleep better. Hey, thanks for the information. So it's the air intake. 855-407-282. It's Blue Monday on this. It really isn't Blue Monday. It's Columbus Day for me. I'm having a good time. So the food was amazing. I mean, the day couldn't pass without me telling you the food. Oh, I didn't tell you the rest of the story. Wait a minute. This is all in one day. I'm such a recluse. I forgot what went on in one day. Hold it. First, the Columbus Day, sights and sounds, the parade, the floats, the food, the wine. Then the Blue Angels out of the window. Wait, then at night I rushed back over the bridge. I beat the bridge and tunnel crowd back to a small book party I put on for 14 very close friends. I didn't tell you about that. And what I learned, listen to this, but I can't give it all to you in one second. One of the guests is a former military man, and he knows a lot about, let us say, devices and telescopes and sights. And he said, Mike, did you know that iPhones can be turned on remotely from a distance by other people? I said, what? He said, wait, I'll tell you more about it when I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance. Gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. Yeah, there are F/A-18 Hornets flying off the aircraft carriers. I remember when we were on the Stennis watching these amazing young men in their flying machines. They're my heroes. They always have been. And as I say, you know, had I been able to, I would have gone to the U.S. Naval Academy, but in those days, it was impossible for me, a man of my background, to get into the Naval Academy. Number one, I wasn't a great student, but number two, I wasn't of the right minority status or immigrant status or female, and so the competition was pretty stiff. But the guys who did get in and do fly on carriers, they're absolutely the best and the brightest. I'm not negating anyone else. Believe me, there are other avenues of the service where the guys are incredibly tough and smart and bright. But this is in a class by itself. So watching the Blue Angels, I mean, who doesn't love them except the cranks and the America haters? I mean, really, let's be clear. So that was that. But that whoosh, I still don't know what the whoosh is. He says the air intake underneath the fuselage. The Breitbart article, right? If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Savage calls for rest of CDC head. Yeah, he used to work for old Bloomberg. Oh, that's right. The man with the weird mouth, Friedkin. Dr. Friedkin worked for Bloomberg. He was the one who wanted to ban soda. He's the one who said big soda, no good, little soda, also no good. cigarette no good, fat no good, salt no good. Everything except social activities, let us say, that should be controlled. He's worried about food fascism. So that ties into my story here. I don't know. If you want to call me, you can. The party I didn't talk about yet, the night party, nice, 14 good people. I know many of you would like to have been there. It was a last-minute thing with a few close friends. And I learned, you know, I learned something that I didn't know, that an iPhone could be turned on remotely by the government spying agency without you even knowing it. So my friend who knows an awful lot about optics and sights and stuff of that nature, you can put two and two together, told me that people are so naive, they say, but the little light doesn't go on. They can't be recording. He said, I can create an app in 2 seconds that could have your iPhone go on and record with the light off. So there you go. So when I first pulled out my phone, I have an old phone that people laugh at. I don't know. I don't carry an iPhone. He laughed at it. He said, now I understand why you carry it. I said, well, it's not why I bought it. It was called the Rugby. It's like an old my phone, if you drop it, it bounces. It gets reception inside elevators. I'm sure it cannot be turned on remotely. I'm positive. It's like a car without computer chips in it in that regard. Of course it's computer driven. But my phone has amazing reception. They look at me like, look at his phone. Oh, look, like that's the big mark of a person's intelligence and status, his phone. What series? You ever see the morons in the iPhone stores? If they don't have the latest series to tell their girlfriend what nail polish color they were buying, they feel like they're going to have a nervous breakdown. I have another friend. I can't mention his name. I ran into him in another place. It's an unnamed place. Let us say his name ends in a vowel. And how can I do this without getting in trouble? So he saw me pull out the iPhone somewhere in New York when I was there, and he laughed. He said, hey, Mike, he said, I like that phone. He says, me and my friends, we have two or three of them a day that we use. We throw in the garbage can after we make a few calls. I said, okay, I don't want to hear any more about your business. Please stop it. I said, that's not why I bought the old phone. I like it. It works. The numbers are big. I can turn the volume up. It takes the crudest pictures you've ever seen. Love it. I don't mean in any sense derogatory crude. I mean, they're not great pixel level, but they're not bad. They do a good job. It's the Savage Nation. If you like your Ebola, and I'll tell you more about why you shouldn't keep your Ebola, send it back where it came from, Africa. Africa! Africa!
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
There's not a single left in the world that can make you feel like this. Beat up a cop, smash a woman, wreck things. Anyway, welcome back to Savage Nation. I'm from another planet, what can I tell you? I may as well be from another planet. I am from another planet. That's all there is to it. If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Savage calls for arrest of CDC head. Do you disagree with me that the head of the CDC should be arrested? Now, why do I say such a violent thing such as that? People are arrested, for example, for not returning library books on time. Let's say they get three notices. People are arrested for drunk driving, right? Let's say DUI. You do two of them, you're going to jail. So now infecting a nation is not the equivalent of drunk driving? It's like drunk science. The head of the CDC is conducting the equivalence of science under the influence of liberalism. He's committing an SUI, punishable by imprisonment. In a sane nation, let me explain something where I'm coming from. So if you don't think I'm being like overly arch or whatever, it's a word no one uses anymore, overly arch. No one knows what you're talking about. They think of McDonald's. If you say overly arch, the education is so low, they think that I'm talking about the McDonald's arches. Let's say you think I'm being overly arch. Okay, about 20, 30 years ago, if I recall, in France, there was a blood supply scandal. The blood became contaminated, okay, transfusions. The head of the equivalent of our NIH or CDC at that time, was arrested and put in prison for many years. She was arrested by the French government. Now, she didn't contaminate it on purpose, but they had a theory in France at the time, which was that if you're at the top of an agency, you're responsible for what happens at the bottom of the agency. In other words, there was accountability and responsibility, something that Obama never had in his whole life. So I don't expect them to have any consequences. In fact, they'll probably go on to a great job after this at Harvard. The only place left for him would be the Harvard School of Public Health. The dean of the Harvard School of Public Health would be the equivalent of where he should be promoted.
Here's a letter from a listener. Dear Michael, I decided to pay a visit to Barnes & Noble in Fairfax, Virginia, located in one of the richest, most liberal counties in the nation. I did not see Dr. Savage's book, Stop the Coming Civil War, and the new release is sent to this place, so I asked Minion Number One. His answer was that they did not order any copies, but people who had not pre-ordered kept coming and requesting to buy the book at full price. Then I asked Minion Number Two at the customer service desk. He pretended to look with me on the rounder and then said, we did not order it because, quote, nobody wants to read it. Really, I said, every person in this country is a liberal? I think so, he said with affection and walked away, smirking. I asked Minion Number Three in Barnes & Noble, who was a much nicer young 20-something. She explained and showed me the screen that they had only four copies at the front desk that had been previously ordered. The screen showed that Barnes & Noble Warehouse had blah, blah, blah. She said, Savage's book is being handled by a very small publisher, and that is why so few copies are available for distribution. I then asked Minion Number Four, another very young woman, who said that even Amazon is delaying delivery 5 to 6 weeks. Okay, you got the picture? You got the picture. There's a conspiracy against my book. It's a conspiracy occurring across America. Now, that doesn't mean you can't find it. You can. And someone said, look, Mike, are you telling the truth? You said on one hand it's sold out and you can't find it or burying it. On the other hand, you said they went back to press and they're in a fourth or fifth printing. Let me explain what the publisher said by that, because I didn't follow that myself. Here's what they said to me. They said, yes, the book is sold out. And yes, we went back to press 5 times last week because we anticipate huge orders going forward. And we kept escalating the number of books that we think we're going to sell. So what I'm saying to you is they're looking ahead with those printings, but the books are not generally in the stores right now. It's that simple. Okay? If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. It's very funny, very catchy. If you want to read the entire interview, would you please go to Breitbart.com, or I linked it on my website. Let's see. Here we go. According to Savage, Obama is not the only culprit in the mishandling of Ebola. Savage is not too impressed with Dr. Tom Frieden either. You listen to that fraud at the CDC, the man should be arrested for lying to the public. Every day he changes his story. Quote, you can't get it on a bus? You can get it on a bus. It's not airborne? It might be airborne. I mean, are they kidding? This is a nation whose health is being destroyed by this administration. This is only the tip of the iceberg, claims Savage. He hopes that the Ebola epidemic will wake people up to how incompetent they are or to how demonic they are. He admits it doesn't really matter which it is because the end result is the same. Savage stressed that liberals have to be voted out of office and recited a line from his 05 book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. He once heard that hell is a place where there is no reason, so that is where the left is taking us. Their religion is liberalism. Their orthodoxy is that of open borders. If you say to them, wait a minute, this is dangerous, if you show them the proof that things are going bad, they're not going to listen to you. It's their religion, he said. Fortunately, it's not too late to control the Ebola situation, says Savage, and he believes that epidemics can be contained and controlled. The big word is quarantine. If you look at Africa, at the Ebola-stricken nations, the surrounding African nations have forbidden all travel between the nations that are stricken and their own. What does that tell us? It tells us that third world dictatorships in Africa are run by more intelligent men than Barack Obama, he said. Savage said it's not that hard to contain Ebola. Quote, you have to close down all travel to West Africa and quarantine any individual who's coming in from those nations. Frankly, they shouldn't be let into the country. Why do you think that we are seeing airport scares, airport shutdowns, maintenance workers refusing to clean planes? They're not stupid. It's their survival instincts kicking in. They're going to listen to this moron at the CDC saying, go clean up the vomit on an airplane. You'll be safe. Let Frieden go clean it up and get it on his winds or not. What the Obama administration and the CDC are doing, Coyne Savage, violates the first rule of science, of the science of epidemiology. You don't bring people in from an area where there isn't infectious killings in the nation where it didn't exist. Savage said the civil war he writes about in his new book was started the first day that Obama seized power, the day he said he was going to be a transformational president. He ridiculed Obama's notion that the country needed to be transformed. You mean the country wasn't good enough until the man who was discovered in the reeds of Lake Michigan floating in a papyrus basket arrived on the scene? Transform what? Wreck the greatest medical system in the world? Weaken the greatest military in the world? Debase the school system, he asks? Savage affirms that his book is an indictment against this administration and the crimes they have committed against the nation. It should be the basis for impeachment by the Republican Party when they finally are granted the power they are demanding. And I'll pause right there. And I'll let you decide whether I'm correct or not correct. But there's much more to be read in the article, and I'd let you read it yourself. You'll notice that any discussions of Ebola never mention Africa. Let me pause on that. Let me do a pause button and a rewind. Have you noticed that the media rarely, if ever, refers to patient zero as a man from Africa? Boys and girls, do you know why they don't say he came from Africa? I think you can put two and two together. After all, for many years now, we have been told we all descend from Africa, that Africa is the horn of civilization, that all evolution, boys and girls, originated in Africa. Now, of course, that changed from my time when we were told we originated from somewhere in Egypt, but I guess they consider Northern Africa and Egypt Africa now. But that's besides the point. You know the reason they don't say that the Ebola man who came here was from Africa? You understand why they are doing that, don't you? Would you like to eat some bushmeat? Then you can keep your bushmeat. WABC Kevin is calling about bushmeat. Go ahead, please. Yes. Kevin, are you kidding me? They're selling bushmeat in the Bronx?
Yes, Michael. They're bringing it in the luggage on the plane, and sometimes they go through France. You know, they bring it in.
Who people from the home country like bushmeat in the Bronx?
Oh, yeah, they have markets in the Bronx, and they sell fruit bats, too, for fruit bat stew. That's a big
one. Oh, my God. And we know that bats are a method of transmitting the Ebola virus.
Yeah, the bushmeat is a big seller in the markets in the Bronx. You've got thousands and thousands.
Let's pause right here. You know, that gives me a certain feeling of warmth in the cackles of my heart. Isn't it nice to see what multiculturalism is bringing to America? No more of that boring white man's food. No more meat and potatoes and a little vegetable on the side. No more white bread, right? Now we have the pleasures of bushmeat. What could be better? Think of all the liberal children who went to NYU. They're probably rushing to the Bronx to try bushmeat stew.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how they're going to do this, but something's got to happen, Michael. So I mean, we're in trouble. Like you said, we're not
in trouble. No, we're at war. Obama declared war in America the day he seized power. That's all. He said, "I'll destroy their borders, I'll mix up their language, and I'll crush their culture." But we didn't know that it would come to an epidemic, did we?
No,
we accepted that as a social liberal, meaning you don't want to say, I don't even like the word liberal because it doesn't apply to Obama. He's not a liberal at all. As a social radical, he wanted to upset the nation and shake it to its core. Without knowing what the end result would be, he's been doing that for 6 years. But did he actually think that Ebola would emerge or ED68 would be disseminated to our school children? I don't think so. But they're never going to admit that they don't know what they're doing. They'll never admit that their entire premise is wrong. They'll never admit that their entire left-wing fanaticism is destroying the country. That's why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. We got to vote them out. Anyone with a D next to their name, fire them. It's that simple. So where can I get some bushmeat? Can I get it in a can?
Yeah, you just go up now. It's just like in Queens, they sell the dog meat for the Koreans. So you got.
Oh, come on now. They sell dog meat? What, in cans or live?
Well, if you know how to order it, if they know you, they give it to you. It's not like on the menu.
Are you telling me they're killing dogs in Queens now in the back room?
That's been going on for years, Michael.
Well, wait, where do they get the dogs from? The strays?
In Queens. You can get dog meat. It's not on the
menu. But where's the dog meat coming from? Korea, China, or here in America? They're killing dogs here?
It's come from here, but you can order it in Queens. You can get it.
Isn't multiculturalism great? You see, the liberals taught us that people from the third world were somehow more advanced, more civilized, more intelligent, certainly kinder than we evil Americans. And if we only knew, had we eaten dog meat all along, we'd be much more superior people. But now we can eat bush meat like dead apes and dead monkeys.
I wanted to ask you this.
Does that come with a side of ivory? If I order a can of gorilla, do I get a side of ivory from the elephant?
Michael, I wanted to ask this.
Buy two, get one free? Buy two cans of gorilla meat and get one tusk free? And call 1-800-Obama.
Listen, I wanted to ask the nurse, why are they showing the picture of this poor nurse now? They've got her picture up now. This poor woman.
Wait, what does she look like? Who, the nurse's aide who made a mistake?
Yeah. Why are they showing her picture?
Where can I see a picture of her? Don't give the website. I just give it to my producer. I'm not promoting anyone else. Where is she from? America, or is she one of our visitors from the Southlands?
I'm wondering why they're showing her picture. She's a pretty.
No, but I'm saying, okay, what does she look like?
beautiful Asian woman, and she's a young, beautiful woman. And I'm wondering, why are they showing her picture? I mean, why?
I don't know. Well, they should be showing Ralph Friedman's picture, whatever his name is. Dr. CDC, Centers for Disease Transmission. He's the head of the CDT, Centers for Disease Transmission. Everything with Obama is upside down. You know, I'm looking at these biohazard suits. They're not bad as a fashion statement when you think about it. I'll bet you they become popular. You know that someone's going to wear one on the runway very soon. You know it's coming. You know that one of those freak shows, one of those anorexic drug addicts is going to wear one of these days and think she's so way cool that she might wind up on one of the government jester shows. You know, if she does that, who knows? She keeps it up. She might be on one of those shows. But I am such a kind of sloppy Italian food eater. I may need a biohazard suit. I would like to get like a cheaper version made of paper. You put a red sauce next to me, I don't care. I put the napkin on the neck. I'm giving an example. It's Columbus Day. I could talk a minute. I try it. It's not easy to get that napkin in the top. You got to close your top button. You got to slip the napkin, the cloth napkin in there, right? Of course, if you go to a cheap Chinese restaurant, they give you one skinny little paper napkin. God forbid you should ask for a second one. You want to see hatred. Hi, can I get some water? Oh, thank you. And all the liberals, they bow. They give them a glass of water. The liberals bow down and do it. Why do liberals put their hands together and bow in a Chinese restaurant? Have you ever seen that? I swear to God. The minute they get around an Asian restaurant, the liberals are so polite, it's frightening. May I have a glass of water? The guys, they sling it at him, a dirty glass that hasn't been cleaned properly. They bow down and put their hands together like bow to them. Or when they give them the bill and they pay and say thank you to the owner. What's that about? Shouldn't the owner be saying thank you to the customer? The liberal thanks the owner for even serving him cat meat. But the thing is, if you get a paper napkin, forget it. You're going to ruin your clothing. So I try to put it on my neck to protect the splatter. And I'm usually good at preserving shirts and jackets now. But bingo, I finish a meal. I take the napkin off. I look down at my chest. I feel like a little boy, and my mother's not going to yell at me. The shirt's clean. I get up. I look at the cuff, red sauce. So the cuff gets it. I don't understand where it came from. Robert's laughing. My board op's laughing. Robert, do you have the same problem with food? But why is I don't know? I'm not that sloppy an eater. I mean, I eat politely. I chew properly. My mouth is closed. I don't know what, or it'll be on a foot cuff or a shoe. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUYCOIN. America, and all I was doing was screaming out of my window at the Blue Angels. First of all, I get excited watching these heroes, but I was just dreaming of them dropping bombs on the ISIS head-cutting scum in the deserts of Syria. I don't know why we're not killing them. There's no reason for this. There's no excuse for Obama's weak response to the ISIS threat. There's no excuse for Obama's weakness with regard to the Ebola threat. There's no answer to these questions other than it's being done through incompetence or on purpose. But at the end of the day, does it matter whether they're doing it on purpose or through incompetence? No. Why? Because the Ebola virus is raging and ISIS is raging. So in other words, it doesn't matter whether Obama's incompetent or he's doing it on purpose. At the end of the day, it's the same thing. That's all. Now, the article on Breitbart ends interestingly. It's about food fascism because they asked me an interesting question. And given Savage's experts in nutrition, on a final note, Marlo asked Savage what he thought of Michelle Obama's dietary dictates for school children. Savage replied that they want to be, quote, monitoring our every word, controlling what we eat and drink, think and speak. In 91, I wrote a book called The Skeptical Nutritionist. The first line was about food fascism. And I said, if you can control a person's diet, you can control everything they do. This is not about health per se, even though some of her suggestions make sense. This is about social control through food control, said Savage. Okay, is there anyone in the media who knows more about these subjects than me? I'd like to hear from you at 855-400-7282. Columbus Day, Blue Angels and Ebola when I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The sound of America. He was a Portuguese American, by the way. John Philip Sousa. You know, not all immigrants came here to eat bushmeat. Some actually brought music, science, poetry, art. They didn't all come here to collect welfare and food stamps. But that was a different time. Immigrants came here to become Americans, not to carry in bushmeat in cans. We're celebrating Columbus Day here in the Savage Nation today, and we're trying to survive despite the government. If only the government would get out of the way. You know, if the entire Obama administration would resign, the country could probably thrive. I guarantee you that people's common sense would click, and we could probably control the Ebola epidemic, the ED-68 epidemic. The economy would thrive. It would be unbelievable, but okay. Disagree with if you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Letter from a listener. ED-68 blamed a Michigan toddler's death. You didn't hear anything about this. Enterovirus D-68 blamed a Michigan toddler's death. Again, the liars in the health departments, mainly the Centers for Disease Transmission, will not show any link between this virus, which is now raging amongst our children and infants, and Obama's children that he brought in from Central America this summer by the trainload. I'm talking too fast. I'm getting ahead of myself. I got to slow down. Smell the road. I got to make believe I'm a government worker. Let me start slower. I'll make believe I work for one of the federal agencies, and I'll read the story at their pace. A 21-month-old girl is the first person in Michigan to die from the virus that has caused severe respiratory illness across the country. State health officials said Saturday. Madeline Reed died Friday afternoon from enterovirus D68, according to Children's Hospital of Michigan. And you see what I'm saying? But they never talk about where the ED68 may have come from. And that's why I said in the Breitbart article, which they quoted, if Dr. Sabat explained in an interview on Saturday that the U.S. has sunk to the level of the Soviet Union in the 1950s, where government-controlled science and a government-controlled press were a way of life. He said there are no more independent voices that we know left in medicine or science anymore, the conservative radio icon told Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alexander Marlow. All right, look, I made the point. Savage, not known for pulling his punches, came out swinging in the interview, talking about his book Stop the Coming Civil War, explaining what's going on in the bookstores, and the attempts to censor his book. And he stated that he holds Obama responsible for intensifying the enterovirus D68 epidemic in the U.S. because of his unaccompanied minors in Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, where the virus is endemic. Now, look, let's say you're a public health official who disagrees with Michael Savage, saying, who does he think he is? He's only a radio host. I'm a scientist. I go to conferences in Thailand to study the spread of AIDS amongst horses. I know everything about science. I get grants to travel the world to see why lesbians who take alcohol are likely to drink alcohol. I got a $3 million grant to study why lesbians who drink alcohol are found to drink alcohol. Okay, so let's say you're a genius like that and you get great grants to study why lesbians who drink alcohol. Or you study the sexual behavior of male prostitutes in Thailand on an NIH grant. Why don't you try to disprove my theory? My theory, I'll make it a theory. I'm sure even you great PhDs and MDs in the NIH can follow me. You know how science works, don't you? Here's an hypothesis. My hypothesis, I learned this in the seventh grade. An hypothesis is presented and then you have to disprove it or prove it. So here's my hypothesis. The sudden outbreak of this mystery virus in America amongst our children and infants, some of whom are being paralyzed and dying, is related to the virus that is endemic in the countries where Obama's children were brought in by the trainload this summer. Not a difficult experiment to do. In fact, one of my guests, there were several important scientists and doctors at my dinner last night, said, how much would it cost for us to do this ourselves? And one of the guys said, very little. You can have your entire DNA mapped for $1,000. So how hard would it be to do? The problem is you'd have to go to the hospital. You'd have to do a nose swab of one of the poor sick children here. You'd have to go to, you wouldn't really have to go to Central America because it's been done before. There are many nose swabs that have been done of children in Central America, and I have the link on my website from the Virology Journal. And I'm pretty sure you'll find that there's a direct link between what Obama did to this country with his illegal importation of these children and the virus that's spreading. But again, just as you're not hearing that the man who brought in Ebola came from Africa, which is obvious, you're not going to hear that the children who brought in the virus came from Central America, which is a very dangerous thing, because to me, truth is most important. That's all. Let's hear some Italian music. Sitting in front of the microphone here since 6 in the morning getting ready. It's nice to be alive. As a mother would say when I... Okay, turn it off already. As my mother would say when I didn't want to go to school, and that was probably every day of my life when I was a little boy, I hated school. She'd come in and who wanted to get out of a warm bed? A fat little happy child asleep in a bed is a fat little happy child asleep in bed. Who wants to... You ever watch your dog? Does he want to get up? There's an adage, don't, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. It's the same as let sleeping children sleep, but you can't do it. You have to train them to work, so you get them up. So mother come and say, all right, time to get up. I'd say, Ma, I don't want to get up. I'm tired. She would say, God bless it. She'd started on Wednesday by saying, just today, tomorrow, and Friday. That's on Wednesday. She would already encourage me the weekend was on. Monday and Tuesday, it was cold, sober. You couldn't argue, nothing. The kid, it was a horrible thing. The thought of going to school on Monday and Tuesday. But by Wednesday, God bless her, she'd say, it's only today, tomorrow, and Friday. I swear to God. She had such tricks. It was unbelievable to me. But not today. I don't have a mother to wake me up and tell me just today, tomorrow, and Friday. Today, it's in the middle of the night I'm doing a show. Oh, the dreams I'm having because of Ebola and the book banning and the bookstores and the radio and things being turned off and turned on. So what do you want to talk about? Nurse accused of killing 38 patients she found annoying. Source, New York Post. Here's a cheerful thought. Cops arrested a nurse in northeast Italy in connection to the deaths of as many as 38 patients she might have killed because she found them with relatives annoying, officials said. Police had the cell phone of Daniela Poggiali, 42, which included a photo she snapped a few months ago for giving a thumbs up next to a patient who had died moments earlier, according to the Corriere della Bologna newspaper. Oh, my God. Poggiali, who lives in the town of Lugo, was taken into custody over the weekend and booked for the alleged slaying of 78-year-old patient Rosa Calderoni, who died from an injection of potassium. Calderoni had been admitted to the hospital with a routine illness before she died unexpectedly. Blah, 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 died a high amount of potassium, blah, blah. Her death triggered an investigation and found that 38 others had died mysteriously while Poggiali was on duty. One of Poggiali's fellow nurses described her as a cold person. Cold person, but always eager to work. Cold person, but always eager to work, meaning to kill, not to work. Another one of Poggiali's colleagues said the accused nurse was once reported for giving powerful laxatives to patients at the end of her shift to make work tougher for nurses. Oh, God, that's disgusting. Giving powerful laxatives to patients at the end of her shift to make work tougher for nurses working after her. What a piece of work this one is. I mean, I realize I'm celebrating Italian culture here on Columbus Day, but I had to throw this one in just to show you that I'm not a complete, whatever. So what do you want to talk about? Columbus Day, Pinocchio, Blue Angels, iPhones that can be turned on remotely, Breitbart article, the book Horror Stories. Let's have a horror story by listening to the director of the Centers for Disease Transmission, a man who should be arrested for crimes against humanity, in my opinion. Listen to clip number one of the man with the weird mouth, Tom Friedkin.
We're deeply concerned about this new development with a preliminary positive in a healthcare worker who cared for the index patient in Dallas on multiple occasions after his diagnosis. I think the fact that we don't know of a breach in protocol is concerning because clearly there was a breach in protocol.
Tom, stop it, Thomas. Give him the hook. The guy is not trusted by anyone. Obama should throw him overboard. In fact, if Obama wanted to gain credibility, he would say that we're arresting the Centers for Disease Control for failing America. He should have stopped this. That's all. You know, come on. You know it's not going to happen. That's not going to happen in Obama's America. Instead, Friedkin will be given a job probably at Harvard School of Public Health or the University of California at Berkeley School of Public Health. So now he corrects himself in clip 22 in the breach of protocol. Listen to the double talk in 22. Listen to this now.
I want to clarify something I said yesterday. Oh. I spoke about a breach in protocol, and that's what we speak in public health when we're talking about what needs to happen. And our focus is to say, would this protocol have prevented the infection? And we believe it would have. But some interpreted that as finding fault with the hospital or the healthcare worker. And I'm sorry if that was the impression given. That was certainly not my intention.
Oh, you're such a nice boy, Tom. Take a bow. Take a bow for being Mr. Nice. You're such a polite boy. Your mother would be proud of you, Tom, because you don't want to offend anybody. You'd rather see the epidemic rage out of control than have anyone arrested for what they're doing to America, Tom. See, nobody has any consequences in this government for whatever happens. Death, nothing. A war that's not working, nothing. Honduran flu coming in with the children, nothing. Zero. That's all. Dummy up. Keep quiet. Don't tell anybody. Move along. Hey, remember that sound piece you created for me, Neil? Move along. There's nothing to see here. That Ebola sound. Let's see. We should get that because that was a good one. And let's take a couple of calls at the moment that we can here on the. Is this still Columbus Day? Are people? Is this an official holiday? Are banks closed? You know, are banks closed or open today? Who's off today? Who's on? I'm working. Why is everyone? The guys that work for me are working. Everyone I know is working except government workers. Government work. Is it a holiday? I think Columbus Day is a holiday. Yeah, it's a holiday for the leftists to hate Columbus and Italians. Isn't that something? Why give them a day off for a holiday they say is racist and genocidal? That's what I don't understand. 90% of the government hates this holiday. They say it's a racist, genocidal celebration of a racist, genocidal maniac, Cristoforo Colombo. But they take the day off pretty good, though. If they don't like it, they ought to go to work as a protest. The day I see a third worlder working in America who's given a day off and then says it's a holiday I don't agree with, but I'm going to go to work, let me know about it. It'll be the day that the CDC tells you the truth. Oh, you know what's a great song? I know what I want. Forget that. I got something else. You got to find opera for me. We're like, Giovanni was playing yesterday in Pinocchio. He was singing it with such emotion in the middle of the parade. The clown, the Pagliacci. I want to hear Pagliacci because every man has been a clown. You know, the most average man can relate. Oh, this is amazing. So the owner of the restaurant has a great voice, built like a barrel, and he loves to sing. And I'll sing along with him when I know the words. I'll come in on an occasional note because I know a little Italian song here and there. So he's singing Pagliacci, and there's another one built like a barrel, like a smaller barrel. You know, in my day, uneducated, informally educated Italians would cry listening to opera. Do you know what this country was like in the 1950s and 60s, the most ordinary truck driver of Italian descent, a longshoreman, could sing several arias at operas in this country. Do you know that? I'm not making this up. It's unbelievable to me. So if you look at the lyrics of Pagliacci, what it's about, I think it's Luciano Pavarotti performing Leoncavallo's opera Pagliacci. It's unbelievable to me, but it's about a man who says, I'm a clown, that you've turned me into a clown, all I am is a clown. What man listened? And I said that in the restaurant yesterday. I said, the reason this touches so many people for so long is because every man knows what it's like to be a clown. I don't care who the man is, he understands that, right? Except Obama. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Well, here's the best line. Ride del dolce tavolina el cori, el cor. He's saying to him, laugh, clown, at your broken love. Laugh at the grief that poisons your heart. See, this is culture. What can I tell you? I realize it's not sung by Rebecca Has Two Mommies or by a rap star who's rubbing his crotch and with tattoos on his neck, which gives him immediate entry to the White House. But if you read the lyrics to La Pagliacci, you'll understand why an 1892 opera by an Italian named Leoncavallo is still performed. Veste, vesti la guba. If I'm mispronouncing it, sorry. I'm from New York and I'm not Italian. But vesti la guba. I could be saying it wrong. What is he saying? I know what he's saying. I mean, I studied Spanish and French for years. Okay, it's some of Latin derivation. He's saying, put on your costume. Vesti la guba, e la faccia in farina, and powder your face. See, powder your face. So if you want to insult a man, what you say to him is, go powder your face. Maybe I should do that instead of cursing people in the government. I should tell them to go put powder on their face. That would be too good for them. All right, forget about it. Now that's Mario Alonso. It is, in 1917. So he says, are you a man? Si te fosse un uomo? No. Tu sei Pagliaccio. We don't use words like that anymore. Just say to a guy, you're a clown. Tu sei Pagliaccio. That's not so bad. But that's what you should call the government officials. I mean, Thomas Friedkin, to me, is Pagliaccio. All he needs is powder on his face when he comes out. This guy is unbelievable. He actually thinks that because he talks like that, someone believes him other than Mayor Bloomberg. Only Mayor Bloomberg would have been impressed, or Mrs. Mayor Bloomberg when he had one.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The most worst health emergency in modern times. And then you look at the Associated Press. Here are the headlines. I'm not making these up. EU considers airport screening for Ebola. Considers? Boy, they're really ahead of the curve on that one. Lead story number two on AP. Eagles ready to rest after win. And here's story number three from the Associated Press. Maine, most other states don't regulate hay rides. Now, I would say that's a high priority because you could fall off a hay truck or something and injure your wrist. And I think that that's as important as the Ebola outbreak or the ED-68 importation from Central America. I mean, look at that story. Maine and most other states don't regulate hay rides. I'm not making it up. That's a big story to the Associated Press. Maine, like most states, doesn't have strict regulations for hay rides. Oh, how do you like that? I'm going to lose sleep tonight over hay rides because I didn't know hay rides were so dangerous. Ebola's nothing because the government has it under control. Just ask Anthony Friedkin, whatever. Now, here's a story you should know about. Fast-selling anti-Obama book ignored by media. It's not really an anti-Obama book, but you can put it that way. It came out on Saturday in WorldNet Daily, and it was published last week. It's going through a fifth printing. It sits near the top of the Internet sales list and will debut on the New York Times list this Wednesday, by the way. But nobody in establishment media seems interested in talking about a book called Stop the Coming Civil War. This is an astonishing story unto itself. Even though Megyn Kelly's in a ratings battle every night with O'Reilly, they're not having me on the show. Okay, they should. If not for me, if not for her, then for the American people. See, I've been ahead of the curve on immigrants and epidemics for over 30 years. I'm not looking for a halo, but it's a very important book that shows how Obama is deliberately dividing America to transform it into something worse than any socialist nation that we know, less than North Korea. And I believe we now have less than 25 days to save the nation from Obama and his minions' destructive agenda. Savage said Friday that he's never seen a blackout like this in his entire life. This man told me that they have terrorists on for interviews on Fox. Headcutters, pimps, prostitutes, thieves of every kind. The most extreme lowlifes, counterfeiters, authors of B and C cookbooks. They're clamoring for them, but if you're blacked out like Savage is, you're not allowed on television. And yet the book is ranked, I don't know what it is, 1, 2, 3, 4 on Barnes & Noble's website. It's moved up on Amazon, even though they wouldn't distribute the book for the first 6 weeks. And many of you are having trouble getting it. It's not about a book. It's not about the tome. It's not about my opus. It's not about that at all. It's about the country that we all live in. You know, I read a story over the weekend that the Palestinians and the Israelis have come together to control the importation, meaning to control the Ebola epidemic from that little strip of land called Israel. Now, if Palestinians and Israelis can join forces to protect themselves, I'd like to know why we in America cannot get liberal psychotics to get together and draw up an action plan to prevent the Ebola epidemic from spreading throughout this country. Can anyone explain to me why Thomas Friedman still has his job? Can anyone tell me why Anthony Fauci still has his job? Can anyone tell me why anybody in the government still has their job? There is no action plan. They're liars. They're paid. I'm going to slow down because I don't want to get angry. I just don't want to do it. I want to have a happy day. I want to have a happy Columbus Day. I want to have a wonderful day today. Because tonight after the show, I'm going to run over to a ship that's in harbor that's has a little party for press and people. I need the bad bologna and the cheap beer and wine. That's why I'm going there. No, I like to meet the Navy people. I like to tour the ship. I love to see. The reason I like to go aboard Navy ships during Fleet Week is I love to see the spies from China smiling, taking pictures of every pipe on the ship. That always thrills me. Every year, years now, I go on these ships and it'd be smiling young lady, good-looking Chinese girls with cameras, smiling at her. I go into a companionway. There she was. Click, click. Every hose, every companionway, click. Every door, every sea door, click, click, click. How are you? Oh, very happy. Very happy to see you. I'm China Press. Click, 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 click. Isn't it wonderful having an open nation? It's so good. Because we're better people for it. Isn't that what liberals have argued? We're just a better nation being an open nation. Chinese took pictures of every steam pipe on every ship in America during these fleet weeks. And these morons invite them on. Why? The idiots on top of them look like ushers in movie theaters. They can't win a war. I don't understand this. How could guys still fly Blue Angels jets with a military as debased as this under Obama? I don't understand it. That we even still have young men who could do this is a shocker. I'm surprised we haven't heard about diversity yet in the Blue Angels. See, the problem there is you actually have to fly the plane 10 feet from the other plane. You can't make believe you're working in the CDC and doing as well as the other guy. I don't understand why there's no diversity in the Blue Angels. They all look like one particular type of personality to me. How'd that happen? Oh, I see. You actually have to be as smart as an engineer, as smart as a physicist, as brave as a combat pilot, and let's say as skilled as a ballet dancer, and now add five other disciplines together. Oh, you mean they don't promote them in the Blue Angels based on affirmative action? Oh, they're afraid they'll crash the plane. Oh, I see. It's like putting me in the NFL. I wouldn't last 10 seconds, or putting me in the ring with a boxer on my weight. I'd be killed. If you were to put me into a ring with a boxer my weight in the UFC, I'd be killed in 10 seconds. Because that's the result of affirmative action. If you can't do the job, you get stepped on. But when it comes to the government or academia or science in America today, for that matter, they use affirmative action. So we have a complete breakdown. That's all. End the story. Move on. Nothing to see here. That's one man's opinion. Perhaps you don't agree with me. Then you're a bigger fool than I thought. Do we have that Ebola thing? Move on. There's nothing to see here. He went out for a hydration break. We have it? Let's hear the opening. We did this a few weeks ago for the Savage Nation. I just cleaned out my anger pipes. I got a neck ache from my strep.
Don't panic. The CDC has your best interests at heart. Don't panic. Your children are not in any danger.
I'm back with freaking after this.
Don't panic. The government is in complete control. Don't panic. The government has identified patient zero and he is now quarantined. Don't panic. There's nothing to see here. Move along. Move along.
Don't let that stop you. Don't let them hold you back.
All right, turn it off because the old people are getting scared. They had to turn down the earphones and the hearing aids. The pacemakers blew up. Israel is a popular destination for African Christians, with around 43,000 of them having visited the country since the start of the year, according to the tourism ministry. So this is an interesting story. Headline is good. Israelis and Palestinians joined forces to combat Ebola. If they can get together to combat Ebola, how come the morons on the Republican and Democrat side have not yet gotten together to prevent the Ebola epidemic from spreading out throughout the United States? Where the hell is John Boehner, that putz? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Where might Mr. Speaker Boehner be at a time like this? Or for that matter, where is Mr. Cruz or the ice cream man? Answer, nowhere to be found, because they don't know what they're talking about. Okay, let's move on here. There's nothing to talk about. WABC Mary, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Happy Columbus Day. I just wanted to let you know Thursday we were listening to your show. My friend and I were driving on Route 17 in Paramus, and we wanted to stop in and do the anarchy and try to get your books to the front of the store. We spoke to the clerk. I went up and I asked him where your book was, and he's like, let me see. And he said, we don't have them out here. And I said, well, where do you have them? He's like, I can't get you any because we have them on hold for people. They requested them. I said, you mean to tell me that you don't have more books? He's like, no, they're all on hold.
How many were? And yeah, they ordered too few, so they don't have them. And I appreciate that. I'm hearing this from across the country. And this is actually a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing is that people ordered them so quickly, they were sold out immediately. The bad thing is that people who went in for them may not go back this week when they are available or next week. The publisher is rushing them into the stores as fast as they can. Barnes & Noble's doing the best they can in most cases. There are a few nasty clerks who are pushing their liberal agenda. There's no question about it. But by and large, with all the stores they have, they can't account for every individual who works for them. And I want to thank you so much for being a great book reviewer. I hope you'll go back because Wednesday is the official posting of the New York Times bestseller list, which is a very important list. Once it makes the list, it will be moved to the front of the store, or else I'll send in my army of savages and savagettes to make sure it is moved. Here's a little story to brighten your day. ISIS is now bragging about enslaving women and children. In the newest issue of the English language magazine published by the subhumans ISIS, the extremist group for the first time confirmed and justified the capturing, enslaving, and selling of Yazidi women and children. The article surfaced as a new report from Human Rights Watch said that hundreds of Yazidis are being held captive in makeshift detention facilities in Iraq and Syria, including forcing some young women and teenagers to marry the group's fighters. Let's pause right there. How come not one fraudulent feminist in America said one word about the Islamic State? Let's move on. The Islamic State's litany of horrific crimes against the Yazidis in Iraq only keeps growing, said Fred Abrams, special advisor at Human Rights Watch. Forced religious conversions, forced marriage, and even sexual assault and slavery. Some of the victims were children. May Allah bless the Islamic State with the revival of further aspects of the religion occurring at its hands, the article says, referring to the Yazidis as pagans and infidels. The creed is so deviant from the truth that even cross-worshipping Christians for ages consider them devil worshippers and Satanists, as is recorded in accounts of Westerners and Orientalists who encountered them or studied them. And the magazine goes on to say, we will conquer your Rome, break your crosses, and enslave your women. But they say that slavery is a good thing. ISIS also boasts about what they see as the revival of important institutions such as slavery. Are you paying attention, all of you Islamic lovers? It says, before Shaitan reveals his doubts to the weak-minded and weak-hearted, one would remember that enslaving the families of the infidels and taking their women as concubines is a firmly established aspect of Sharia, that if one were to deny or mock, he would be denying or mocking the verses of the Quran and the narrations of the Prophet and thereby apostatizing from Islam, the article says. May Allah bless the Islamic State. Now, I want you to understand what this man just said. Here is the most extremist branch of Islam saying that what they're doing is firmly established as part of Sharia law. And yet we have apologists for Islam in this nation who are pushing Sharia law as I speak. Now you understand why my book is being banished and banned from so many media outlets. They actually have these throwback subhumans on from time to time, and they will debate them on Sharia law, and yet the very same outlets that will debate the throwback subhumans on Sharia law will not debate Michael Savage on Stop the Coming Civil War. That is how far your media has fallen. Now, we expect this from the alphabet networks, but did you expect it from Fox News? The answer is, of course. What else would you expect from an established media outlet? The United Nations has made at least 500,000 Yazidis for their homes in order. Would you do your part for me? Would you please do your part sometime this week? Would you stand up and say, you know, I love that show? Would you stand up and go buy the book? It's not for me, it's for you. If it's not for you, it's for the country. Many of you love the show and you agree with me, but you're not willing to do anything about it. And if you're not willing to even show the title, Stop the Coming Civil War, and get into a debate with a wife or a husband or a relative or a neighbor, then you failed yourself. Then you're not really acting for America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
How do you feel about this administration permitting the Ebola epidemic to enter this country and to proliferate? How do you feel about this administration not stopping a genocidal rape of an entire people going on in the Middle East? I know how you feel. You feel exactly the way I do. ISIS is now bragging about enslaving women and children, and Obama does nothing about it. His false war is not working. It's not stopping them. The world is silent while a new Holocaust is occurring right in front of their eyes, and I especially address this to Jewish liberals who talk over and over again about the horrors of the Holocaust in World War II, which were real enough. When 6 million Jews were slaughtered and 9 million others were slaughtered by the Nazis, we should never forget that. But what was the point of not forgetting it? The point of talking about the Holocaust was to make sure it never occurred again. So now it's occurring again, and we have a weak-willed left-wing fanatic running America, unwilling to use the force necessary to stop it, and what is being said to him? Hush, hush, my darling. Hush, hush, my darling. If you criticize him, those evil Republicans might win. Hush, hush, my darling. That's what you're hearing. So a Holocaust is going on right now, and all of Hollywood is silent. All of the liberal Christian groups are silent. The liberal Jewish groups are silent. Amazing to me. I never thought I'd see a thing like this. So let's talk about these topics, if you'd like to. Who was the man I liked on line five? He got it. On line five, WMAL in Washington. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Happy Cristoforo Colombo Day. There's a
yes,
statue
sir,
of
Bob. Yes, sir.
Washington Park on Broad Street in Newark. They used to march down there every October 12th. We had the day off from school. We weren't like these people today.
Look, here in San Francisco, this tradition is very much alive, John. That's what I was talking about. You really should have seen it. All the floats filled with the most proud Italian and other races, including Chinese, celebrating it. We didn't see any of the cranks out here.
Even
talking about indigenous. We didn't see any of the indigenous watchers marching.
Unbelievable how they're just ruining everything.
They didn't ruin it here. I'm saying, here in this liberal city, they marched proudly. It was amazing. The parade was good until a float came by with the politicians, and then when I left. The minute I saw Nancy Pelosi coming down the parade route, I left. I walked out of the city. I got out of there as fast as I could. So did you understand what I was doing today with Dean Martin, Enrico Caruso, Columbus Day, and ISIS, Stop the Coming Civil War? You see how I mixed it together, John?
You did a great job of combining it all. It's Columbus Day. You played some opera. You talked about Pagliacci and how...
There you go. Right. Pagliacci. Send makeup to the CDC chief and give him a clown's outfit. It'll be too good for him.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We salute the United States Navy, especially the pilots in the Blue Angels. And, of course, we are celebrating Columbus Day. What a great explorer he really was. I know all of the negatives. I heard them all. Such utter rubbish, total rubbish from the third world apologists who will tell you that they had paradise here before Columbus discovered a ruined America. Because if you know anything about Native American lore, you know that they didn't have a paradise here. They were hunting each other, killing each other, skinning each other alive. They didn't really get along with each other.
the tribes hated each other or were dominating each other or whatever they could. So let's stop with the glorification of life prior to the discovery of America by Columbus. Let's just cut it out. I'm a scholar of the era. Wake up and fly right. Stop living in a dreamland. Now let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture. And let's look at the stories that I put up. Top right. If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. It's a new story from Breitbart.com. I did an interview Saturday while you were partying. The other story that's important is fast-selling Obama book, anti-Obama book, ignored by media. It's a very important story because of the blackout. If you'd like to hear the Blue Angels rock and roll, we have a piece I found somewhere from, Pensacola, Jones Beach from years ago. And then there's only 20-plus days left to save America by now to stop the coming civil war. CDC training question after director blames nurses Ebola infection on protocol breach. NBC's medical correspondent violated Ebola quarantine. Take a look at her face with a smile, the Hillary smile. You know who she is. Any woman who has a face like that, you know you can't trust. Anyone with a Cheshire cat smile that's perennial on her face, you can't trust. That's all I can say to you. ISIS puts heads on display to scare us. I guess that's part of Sharia law. Survivors of the Kobani massacre reveal the brutality of ISIS, who they say, well, you get the picture. How many different ways do I have to say the same thing? Hispanics demand Obamacare for illegal dreamers. You know what a dreamer is, don't you? Illegal aliens who were granted citizenship by Obama with the writ of a pen. Now they want free medical care. You hear this? Unbelievable to me. Now we go down on the website. 8 infants test positive for TB at Texas hospital. Thank who for that? Why, Nixon did it. I think it was Ronald Reagan who brought the infants in across the border. Oh, no, it was Barack Obama, right, through the children this summer, the unaccompanied children. Muslim hate preacher free in Britain while savages banned. This is an amazing story. Here's a man giving the ideological justification for jihad in Britain. They can't throw him out. They're paralyzed by their own laws, but I'm not allowed to enter England. Go think. Go figure. And all these years I've not been allowed to enter Britain, 5 years now since 2009, I have missed all of that fabulous British cuisine and the famous dental work that they're known for. Go think what my teeth would look like had I been allowed to visit Britain and get my dentures redone. I don't have any dentures. The Jews can save Columbus Day. It's an interesting story on the website link from Times of Israel. I don't know how true that is, but it's interesting. Army won't release Bergdahl review. Remember him, old Bergdahl? Well, the Army won't release information of whether he deserted his post. We know he did. He's a deserter. That's why his fellow soldiers said he was a deserter. I'm going to believe the Army under this defense secretary who's destroying the military? Are you kidding me? Love hormone regulates female sexual behavior. That's an interesting article. Who put that up for me? Love hormone regulates female. Everyone wants to know about female. No one understands women. Guys with medical degrees and PhDs don't understand women. They don't understand anything. That's why they went into medicine. Love hormone, oxytocin regulates female sexual behavior, study suggests. It's like an icky topic. No one wants to know anything about it. Forget about it. I don't want to know about oxytocin. Scientists at Rockefeller University in New York City genetically modified females so that they no longer had an oxytocin response in their prefrontal cortex. As a result, the females no longer approached male mice for mating during the sexually receptive stage of their estrous cycle. In fact, with reduced oxytocin, the female mice showed about as much interest in males as they did in a Lego block. That's interesting. So it's all got to do with this chemical? Previous research shows that the hormone oxytocin stimulates social behavior in humans, but a study published Thursday in the journal Cell suggests the hormone plays an especially strong role in regulating female sexual behavior. All right, it's about mice. It's not about people. But there is a relationship. So you want your oxytocin stimulated? All right. What you do is touching, massage, looking in the person's eyes. You know that looking in the eyes increases oxytocin? Past research has shown that oxytocin plays a strong role in partner and mother-child bonding. A study previously published in the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology showed that oxytocin levels skyrocket when people fall in love and that a higher amount of oxytocin is correlated with longer relationships. Oxytocin improved communication and lowered cortisol in both men and women. Many scientists have come to the nickname oxytocin the love of pro-social hormone. All right, you can make jokes about it if you want, but it's been studied and it's proven. Every time Friedkin gets up, Dr. Friedkin, I know he doesn't get much oxytocin. You could see he doesn't get a big oxytocin kick. The man needs love. I mean, the man needs some love because he's putting out nothing but lies, in my opinion. I've been saying the CDC director should resign now for 2 weeks. I've been saying not only that he should be arrested, by the way, for what he's doing. It's unbelievable to me. No one listens to me. I get no respect. It's unbelievable. I mean, I know what's going on. I've owned this topic for 20 years. Is it any wonder that on a day like yesterday I would go into the city, dodging traffic, and go to a restaurant and sit and have calamari and too much wine? I mean, why would I not do that and watch a parade? I felt like a character in a movie. It was so beautiful. You know, that's an interesting thing, is that when you feel good, you're part of a movie. Everyone has like a little mini camera in their head now. Well, with the iPhone, we may as well. Everyone's a director and a producer and a star, a makeup man, a lighting expert. Everybody with an iPhone is making a movie. There's so many movies being made, you don't know which one to watch. But sitting there on those tables with the food and this, I said to Giovanni at Pinocchio, I said, he says, you want calamari, I know you like it. I said, no, everyone makes it by dipping the calamari in milk. I don't want milk, I don't eat dairy. He says, no, I don't do it. I said, what do you mean you don't do it? All fried calamari, they dip it with the breading and the milk. He says, I don't do it, and he didn't. It was unbelievable. Monterey calamari, a white wine, bread. I did eat bread, a lot of bread. I needed the gluten to bind my cells together. Crispy Italian bread dipped in oil, calamari, wine, and then I had one other thing. I didn't like the prosciutto at all. It was only one time. I don't really like prosciutto. Ham is okay, but I don't know. Prosciutto is not my cup of tea. It's like sponge. I don't know. Like, I'm not into it. First of all, I think of the pig. It's not like I'm a pig protector. I'm not into the pork protection league, but the thing is, I didn't enjoy it. I liked the calamari. I did like, there was one other dish I had. I don't know what it was. It was very good, but, the Gulf shrimp, tiger prawns, grilled, no butter, no lemon, just grilled, tiger prawns. It was a very light meal for me. Normally, I like scarf down a red sauce that's all over the pant cuff. I need a biohazard suit in order to eat in most Italian restaurants. I ruin clothing. Robert's still getting a kick out of that. When I do, no matter how I put the napkin on the neck, it hits the cuff or the foot or the shoe. It's unbelievable to me. Italian food was not made for the refined palate. Well, I know there's a difference between Northern Italian and Southern Italian, but you know what? To me, any sauce winds up on my clothing. Because I eat with gusto. I do my show with gusto. I drink with gusto. I laugh with gusto. I'll let you fill in the blanks on what else I do with gusto. Hey, play Pagliacci, will you? Play the good version of Pavarotti. Wait, hold on. I want to hear it one more time about the clown. I don't want to talk about anything. I just want to listen to it. I want to hear the whoosh of the blue. Play the whoosh of the Blue Angels while you're looking for the Pagliacci. I want to hear the Blue Angels flying by out of my window. Vesti la guba, Pagliacci. Put on your costume, Pagliacci. You're a clown, not a man. Vesti la guba e la faccia in farina. I love this opera. How does it survive all these years? Because it has a universal theme. What is it about? It's about Canio, and he's a clown, and his wife and their troupe are performing adulterous comedies in their traveling shows. It's sort of like a Fellini movie in its time. But this time, life imitates art. Canio is warned that Netta is in the arms of another man. And when Canio arrives, the man is gone, and he screams, "Tell me his name," he threatens. And just at that minute, they announce it's showtime. So he says, I'm supposed to go on stage when I'm delirious? I don't know what I'm saying and what I'm doing, but I'll try harder. What do you think, you're a man? You're just a clown on with a show. Put on your white face. The people pay you, and you must make them laugh. And if Harlequin should steal your Columbine laugh, you are Pagliaccio, and the world will applaud you. Turn into banter all your pain and sorrow, and with your clown's face hide grief and distress. That's the sum total of talk radio. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, no matter what you're feeling, you got to get up here and do the mic. The mic needs the mic, and the mic needs the mic. Mic needs the mic, and the mic needs mic. But you look at a thing like this. The lyrics are amazing. Can any man listening to this show, and here's the part that I'll break on this in a minute. I went in that restaurant, and people in the street, in the sun, and this and that, and he was singing Giovanni and another guy. I said to him, what was your heritage after? He said, my father was Italian, my mother was from El Salvador, and the two of them were singing a duet of Pagliacci. It just like brought the house down, but no one was in there but me. I didn't know the lyrics at the time. I didn't have my song sheet. But it was so wonderful to hear men who are not formally trained or professional singing in this day and age an Italian opera like this, an aria. It's unbelievable to me. Look, I'm very lucky to be alive in this time in America because there are still pockets of civilization like North Beach and San Francisco. Honest to God, that's why I moved here. I didn't move here for anything. I moved here because of North Beach. I used to visit. I love the architecture, the weather, the food, of course, and the smell of garlic in the air. That's why I moved to San Francisco here in 1974. And that's why I still go there. It's as simple as that. But yesterday was a wonderful day, seeing all of the parade and the floats. And as I say, one went by after another. There were no protesters, none of the third world throwbacks screaming about genocide. It was fabulous. It was only when the politicians started to come by, the supervisors, and then I knew what was coming next, the congresswoman. I got out of there. I ditched it. I threw down a tip and ran. I ran down Columbus Avenue as fast as I could before Pelosi arrived on a float. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Unbelievable. Why do you think I'm playing it? Because I like calamari? It's Columbus Day, moron. We're celebrating Italian culture. Let all of the haters go back where they came from. They're not anti-Columbus. They're anti-American. They're anti-European. They're anti-white man. Period. End of story. They may as well go save chickens. There's a moron here in San Francisco. She came running into a restaurant screaming, "Save the sisters of my chicken." You hear this? People eating a chicken sandwich. When it's insane. Amorites moron. Stop eating my chicken sisters. I'm not making it up. An animal activist lunatic who belonged in a mental hospital storms into a San Francisco chicken restaurant, delivers a tearful rant about pet chickens she rescued from death, and says, "Stop eating my chicken sisters." This is while Yazidi women are being raped and men are buried alive, and this liberal moron is worried about a chicken. Is any wonder the world is upside down? They did a very good job of brainwashing a whole generation. That's a big problem, is a chicken. Not what's going on from the Muslims in the Middle East, no. A chicken is a problem. So if I play Pagliacci on a day like today, I'm trying to show you what culture is. And it organized people's minds, as I said to you, uneducated people, no formal education, could sing an aria in an opera. I knew people, uneducated men, never went to college. They'd ride in a car, they'd listen to an Italian opera. Or if an opera came along, they could sing along with it. What has happened to my country? And you compare the voice and the lyrics and the dignity. It actually organizes your mind and makes you think better. Go compare it to some of the music of today. Go ahead, the chick music you hear in an elevator at Macy's. Go compare it. Whiny music every minute. "He left me, I can't make me, every minute whiny, a country of whiners. Complaining every minute something's wrong. No medical care, no Obamacare, stop eating chicken. Global warming, no XL pipeline, no Columbus Day. What a country. You know, if I were president, I could straighten this country out in 3 months. I'm telling you the truth, I could. I wouldn't need a pen and a stool. All I need is the American people. I wouldn't have to do it in the illegitimate, illegal way that this guy is doing it. See, I wouldn't need to do it with executive action. I do it with Americans' action. He's not doing it with Americans' action. He's doing it with non-citizen action, lawyers' action, special interest action. I wouldn't need that. You know, if this keeps up, I may have a surprise announcement for you next year. I don't want to get ahead of myself. The stampede that I'm seeing for my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, and it is a stampede, and the media blackout indicates to me that something can be done here that I never thought could be done. Something could be done that I never thought was possible. We know that both parties are moribund. We know that people despise all politicians. We know that they want a populist who speaks from the heart, and they want someone who is skilled and articulate to articulate the message of Americans. And I'm telling you, there is a miracle that could be happening in 2015. But that is, it's like someone up there has to make it happen, not me. Someone up there, not me. Right now I'm in radio. I'm still in radio. I'm still writing books. So we're celebrating the Blue Angels. Oh, God bless those guys. I'm going to the ship tonight just out of respect for the Navy. That's all. I am. I mean, it's my way of saying thank you. I meet these guys and I thank them for their service to the country. I have a meatball and a little lasagna, too. It's not bad. And like a Bud Light. And it's freezing tonight. It's hot out. It's hot, but the fog came in, thank God. I'll freeze my toes off on the ship. I'll bring a scarf and a watch cap. Oh, getting on the ship with the young people with the machine guns until you get on that dock. I don't blame them. Maybe they could have an ISIS member arrive, God forbid, with a camera under this administration. They can invite him on board to take pictures.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
F-A-18 Hornets flying off the aircraft carriers. I remember when we were on the Stennis watching these amazing young men in their flying machines. They're my heroes. They always have been. And as I say, you know, had I been able to, I would have gone to the U.S. Naval Academy, but in those days, it was impossible for me, a man of my background, to get into the Naval Academy. Number one, I wasn't a great student, but number two, I wasn't of the right minority status or immigrant status or female, and so the competition was pretty stiff. But the guys who did get in and do fly on carriers, they're absolutely the best and the brightest. I'm not negating anyone else. Believe me, there are other avenues of the service where the guys are incredibly tough and smart and bright. But this is in a class by itself. So watching the Blue Angels, I mean, who doesn't love them except the cranks and the America haters? I mean, really, let's be clear. The Breitbart article, right? If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Savage calls for rest of CDC head. Yeah, he used to work for old Bloomberg. Oh, that's right. The man with the weird mouth, Friedkin. Dr. Friedkin worked for Bloomberg. He was the one who wanted to ban soda. He's the one who said big soda, no good. Little soda, also no good. Cigarette, no good. Fat, no good. Salt, no good. Everything except social activities, let us say, that should be controlled. He's worried about food fascism. So that ties into my story here. But let me get down to facts. If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Dr. Michael Savage explained in an interview on Saturday that the U.S. has sunk to the level of the Soviet Union in the 1950s, where government-controlled science and a government-controlled press were a way of life. Quote, there are no more independent voices that we know are in medicine or science anymore, the conservative radio icon told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alexander Marlow on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM Patriot. Marlow introduced Savage as being on the front lines along with the Drudge Report and Breitbart in alerting the nation about the threat of Ebola at home. The radio broadcasting giant just finished his 30th book, which he promises will be his last nonfiction work, called Stop the Coming Civil War. Savage, not known for pulling his punches, came out swinging in the interview, stating that he holds Obama responsible for intensifying the enterovirus D68 epidemic in the U.S. with his, quote, unaccompanied minors from Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, where the virus is endemic, close quote. Now that American children are contracting D68, which Savage referred to as a mystery virus, quote, not a public health official in the entire nation will even ask the question, could it be related to Obama's unaccompanied children, he says. Savage holds a Ph.D. from the University of California at Berkeley, who studied epidemiology as well as botany and nutrition. He's been studying epidemics for a long time, and he insists that the Obama administration has violated, quote, every rule of science, medicine, public health, and epidemiology, he said passionately. What Obama is doing is a crime against humanity. There is no other way around this. It is all lies. As far as Ebola is concerned, Savage says, if you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. It's part of the new Obamacare plan. Now, I'll pause right there. Because Mr. Obama is not the only culprit. In fact, I wouldn't even blame him as the culprit. I would blame the head of the CDC and the NIH and all of the others who advised Mr. Obama. After all, Mr. Obama is a lawyer by training, not a scientist nor a doctor. So he relied upon these liars, and they misled him from the get-go. Now, why they would do so is pretty clear to me. Probably part of they thought that he would like to hear it. It goes along with the liberal protocols. They know better. They know very well the first rule of epidemiology is you don't permit people with a raging killer epidemic into a nation that doesn't have such an epidemic. You get this or not? Here's a letter from a listener. Dear Michael, I decided to pay a visit to Barnes & Noble in Fairfax, Virginia, located in one of the richest, most liberal counties in the nation. I did not see Dr. Savage's book, Stop the Coming Civil War, and the new release is sent to this place, so I asked Minion Number One. His answer was that they did not order any copies, but people who had not pre-ordered kept coming in and requesting to buy the book at full price. Then I asked Minion Number Two at the customer service desk. He pretended to look with me on the rounder and then said, we did not order it because, quote, nobody wants to read it. I asked Minion Number Three in Barnes & Noble, who was a much nicer young 20-something. She explained and showed me the screen that they had only four copies at the front desk that had been previously ordered. She said, Savage's book is being handled by a very small publisher. and that is why so few copies are available for distribution. I then asked Minion number 4, another very young woman, who said that even Amazon is delaying delivery 5 to 6 weeks. Okay, you got the picture? It's a conspiracy occurring across America. Now, that doesn't mean you can't find it. You can. And someone said, look, Mike, are you telling the truth? You said on one hand, it's sold out and you can't find it or burying it. On the other hand, you said they went back to press and they're in a fourth or fifth printing. Let me explain what the publisher said by that, because I didn't follow that myself. Here's what they said to me. They said, yes, the book is sold out. And yes, we went back to press 5 times last week because we anticipate huge orders going forward. And we kept escalating the number of books that we think we're going to sell. So what I'm saying to you is they're looking ahead with those printings, but the books are not generally in the stores right now. It's that simple. Obama says you can't get Ebola sitting next to someone on a bus. The CDC says avoid public transportation. So who are you going to believe, the president or Jeh Johnson? How about neither of them? How about neither of the above? Here's a headline from the New York Times I want to read to you. Listen to this. Cry of GOP and campaign all is dismal. Darkness is enveloping American politics, they write. With 4 weeks to go before the midterm elections, Republicans have made questions of how safe we are. From disease, terrorism, or something unspoken. And perhaps more ominous, central in their attacks against Democrats. Their message is decidedly grim. President Obama and the Democrat Party run a government that is so fundamentally broken, it cannot offer its people the most basic protection from harm. Hear it on cable television and talk radio, where pundits and politicians play scientists, speculating on whether Ebola will mutate into an airborne virus, and so on. That's the New York Times. Now, of course, I'm not playing scientist. I'm actually a trained scientist. But the actual trained scientists who work for Obama are playing at being scientists. They have that backwards. And then they say, see it in the black-hooded machine-gun-brandishing Islamic extremists. Well, they do exist, moron. Then he says, listen to this. Read about it in the unnerving accounts of the Secret Service leaving Mr. Obama and his family exposed. Yes, there was a fence jumper who got in with a knife in his hand, mister. Then they say, Republicans believe they found the sentiment that will tie congressional races together with a single national theme. Well, they have. It's called the incompetence of the Democrats under Obama. That's all it is. What do you think it is? What, it's all made up? So the person who sent me this article said they got the whole thing from you. They mention everybody in talk radio except you, Savage. And yet the headline is Cry of GP and Campaign, all is dismal. They say the entire article is based on your book. Can you believe this? So don't think that we're not shaking up the country. We are shaking up the country. My message is very clear. It doesn't matter that you don't see me on Fox News. I don't need a dinner at Mr. Chow's restaurant in Los Angeles with Rupert Murdoch, let me tell you. As a matter of fact, when I was eating in Mr. Chow's, I think it was 5 years ago, Rupert Murdoch walked in with the guy from Disney, whose name I forget, and another guy, three of the biggest people in the history of the media, and they were going to a private room upstairs in Mr. Chow's. It just shows you one thing. You could be all-powerful and a billionaire and not know Chinese food. Go figure that out. The truth is, yeah, I have a great radio show. I'm not complaining. I'm on over, 250 stations, huge stations. But you'll notice there's a media blackout. Think about that. Think about that. They'll send a reporter to the middle of the desert in Syria to meet one of the most despicable subhumans on the planet, a head cutter, and they won't have a cultural phenomenon whose book is raging through the bookstores and changing the course of human events here in America. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what that means in terms of how far we have to go and what a struggle we all have together to take this country back. Here's a little news story for you that I think will, let us say, give you a little knowledge about how the Obama Defense Department is working under Hagel the Bagel, the man who's in charge of the most powerful military on earth that can't beat a ragtag army without heavy equipment. They're 6 miles away from Baghdad. Here's what Hagel has done for you. U.S. destroys $500 million in planes and sells for 6 cents scrap. 16 military transport planes bought by the United States government for the Afghan Air Force at a cost of nearly $500 million were recently destroyed by the Afghan military and sold for scrap parts at around 6 cents per pound, prompting a government inquiry to determine why millions of taxpayer dollars were wasted on the ill-fated program. Wait, it gets even better. The DOD purchased for the Afghan Air Force a total of 20 Italian-made G-222 military transport planes at a cost of $486 million. However, the fleet was grounded in March of 2013, quote, after sustained serious performance, maintenance, and spare parts problems were discovered. Hello, does anyone have an Italian car? Now, why would the Afghan Air Force be given $500 million to buy not American-made airplanes, but Italian planes? Fix it again, Tony, used to be a joke in America. I know it's no longer true. But I mean, how do we not apply that to the insanity of this government? You get the picture. $500 million in planes sold for 6 cents a pound on the scrap heap. Not only that, but 16 planes were, and the planes were made in Italy. 855-400-7282. This came out of WorldNet Daily. Fast-selling anti-Obama book ignored by media, buried in stores. Top figure has never seen a blackout like this in his entire life. Art Moore wrote it. Published Tuesday, it already is going through a fifth printing, sits near the top of the internet sales list, and will debut in the New York Times list. But even amid widespread acknowledgement that the nation is unraveling, nobody in establishment media seems interested in talking about a book called Stop the Coming Civil War. Savage said in an interview that one of the top people in the media told him he's never seen a blackout like this in his entire life. He said they have terrorists on for interviews, head cutters, pimps, prostitutes, thieves of every kind, the most extreme lowlives, authors of B and C books. They're clamoring for them, but the you are blacked out, Savage recounted. He said he's never seen anything like it. It's astonishing. Apparently there are people out there who want another message, Savage said. The establishment media, on the other hand, he said, seem afraid of the word stop the coming civil war. They can't accept the fact that people are at a breaking point, said the talk host and author of 29 previous books, including six New York Times bestsellers. I have one simple line that I read on the radio for doubting Thomases. It's this. If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. It's now part of Obamacare. He said the blackout doesn't make sense. Am I that bad a person? Am I more evil than Jesse Jackson, who was trying to capitalize on the Ebola epidemic? Am I worse than Al Sharpton, who has done so many evil things that he was rewarded by being invited to the White House many times? He said, I got people calling saying they're becoming soldiers of the savage nation and they're not going to tolerate seeing it under Jenny Has Three Mommies, he said. He said his listeners aren't bullies like the radical group ACORN and are asked to be polite to the clerks. But he said the actions of a savage nation should send a message to conservatives to stop being a wimp and fight back against the left. That's the end of the article. Thank you, Art. That about captures it. And I want you to be kind and gentle to the frightened book clerks, the passive-aggressive book clerks. Remember, they're passive-aggressive. Don't be mean to them. Just be firm. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. You like your Ebola? You can keep Ebola. Savage calls for arrest of CDC head. Do you disagree with me that the head of the CDC should be arrested? Now, why do I say such a violent thing such as that? People are arrested, for example, for not returning library books on time. Let's say they get three notices. People are arrested for drunk driving, right? Let's say DUI. You do two of them, you're going to jail. So now infecting a nation is not the equivalent of drunk driving? It's like drunk science. Let's say you think I'm being overly arch. Okay, about 20, 30 years ago, if I recall, in France, there was a blood supply scandal. The blood became contaminated, okay, transfusions. The head of the equivalent of our NIH or CDC at that time, was arrested and put in prison for many years. She was arrested by the French government. Now, she didn't contaminate it on purpose, but they had a theory in France at the time, which was that if you're at the top of an agency, you're responsible for what happens at the bottom of the agency. In other words, there was accountability and responsibility, something that Obama never had in his whole life. So I don't expect them to have any consequences. In fact, they'll probably go on to a great job after this at Harvard. The only place left for him would be the Harvard School of Public Health. The dean of the Harvard School of Public Health would be the equivalent of where he should be promoted. Well, today, of course, is Columbus Day, and we're celebrating the great heritage of Christopher Columbus, who has a great history in discovering North America. From the point of view of America's society or culture, Columbus Day is a great holiday. It became a federal holiday in 1937. He's not really the first American. He was brave and he was bright. A number of America haters want the holiday abolished. They call him a racist. They call him a genocidal maniac. But the fact is that about 500 years ago, an amazing man with an Italian name, took a world that was divided in half and made it whole. And when Cristoforo Colombo crossed a huge dark ocean, he connected the old world of Europe to the new world what was to become America. And his voyage did change the world forever. Now, the indigenous peoples claim that he committed genocide against them. Of course, they were committing genocide against each other. They leave that out of their little story. There's much more to the story, but I'd rather keep it positive today. Because yesterday I was at the Columbus Day Parade in San Francisco, and then I watched the Blue Angels. And I got to tell you, San Francisco having such a strong Italian heritage and background with such a large Italian community, it felt like America when America still worked. It was beautiful. I was glad and proud to be living here in San Francisco. I didn't see any of the usual cranks. I guess they were busy sleeping off their drug addicts or something. Cut that out. Just don't do that. I didn't see any of the usual cranks. There were no protests, just proud men and proud women marching in honor of the United States of America on Columbus Day. It was beautiful. I loved it. And then I watched the Blue Angels from 200 feet in the air. I was in an apartment facing the North Waterfront. And there's something miraculous. There's something miraculous as you listen to those hornets fly by the window and you hear them cut off the afterburners, which I think they're doing. The airplanes make an almost animal-like sound when they go into a slow roll. It makes like a sound. I'm going to try to imitate it. It goes, oh, I don't know. The little boy in me just loved it. They are the best and the brightest. The only thing I wished was I was screaming out of my balcony, kill ISIS, blow them up, kill them. The only thing I wished they were doing was killing ISIS in the deserts of Syria. But nevertheless, you got to get what you can get. It was a great day for me on Columbus Day. And with the Blue Angels. It was unbelievable. Then I celebrated at night with 14 friends, a small book party for my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, which has gone through 4 printings in the first week. People say, Mike, does that make sense? You say we can't find the book, and yet you're in 4 printings. Well, that's how it works. They're in the pipeline. They printed, getting ready for what's coming. And they are sold out in most bookstores, not in all. You could still buy them at BarnesandNoble.com. The book is doing great. It's being suppressed by the major media. Fox News will not have me on with Stop the Coming Civil War. Instead, they'll have a terrorist on. But that's the nature of the game. I accept it. I want to thank all of you listening to The Savage Nation for being great. Book reporters, keep it up, and God bless America.
Savage.